For many years, a dispute, and even an entire scientific war, raged in the entomological insect circles between Gapley and Professor Pawkins. The arguments of the former were vivid, emotional. Pawkins' arguments were restrained and more reasoned. But in the midst of this science war, Pawkins suddenly took ill and died. Gapley felt almost orphaned. With his gestalt unfinished, he went on vacation to the countryside. There he tried other activities. He read novels, played chess with the local pastor, and even took up the study of infusoria. One day he saw a butterfly of a species unknown to science in his room. Gapley wanted to catch it, but he knocked over a lamp and frightened the hostess. The next night the lady saw Gapley running around the garden in his underpants and flapping his arms in the air. The entomologist realized that no one could see the butterfly but him. He tried to ignore it. But the moth, which he increasingly associated with the late Pawkins, pestered him. Gapley ended his life in a mental